Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A flood watch begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and remains in effect until 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 81. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 65. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 79.
Mid-America Network News. Police in north central Kansas have arrested a 26-year-old woman after her 3-year-old daughter was found walking in the middle of the street this morning. Saline County jail records show that Delfina Soto was booked for aggravated child endangerment and an outside warrant. Around 9:40 this morning, two people found the toddler walking in the middle of the road. Police said that Soto allegedly left the 3-year-old and a 5-year-old alone in the home without supervision for a couple of hours. Law enforcement are investigating a suspect on multiple allegations after an investigation led to a call to the bomb squad. On Tuesday, police and fire executed a search warrant at a home in Salina. During the search, police found chemicals and devices suspected of being homemade fireworks and explosives. Police arrested 33-year-old Christopher Lager of Salina.
Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service and test drive a Walker mower. Walker mower's compact design for easy maneuvering, out front deck for trimming, and a variety of attachments help maintain a beautiful, healthy lawn. Walker is fast and efficient, saving you time and money. Explore the Walker Advantage and test drive a Walker mower at Maximum Outdoor, south of Kellogg on West Street and south of 21st and Andover Road, or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Children who grow up in poverty are part of a destructive cycle. Childhood poverty creates adult poverty, creates childhood poverty, and on and on. At Child Fund International, we find this unacceptable. So we do all we can. In 25 countries, we are vigorously fighting poverty and improving the lives of over 11 million children and their families. Today's childhood poverty must not become tomorrow's. Learn more at childfund.org.
Shawnee County authorities are investigating the cause of a warehouse fire in Topeka. Just after 7 a.m. on Saturday, first responders encountered heavy smoke and fire conditions throughout the entire structure. Due to the advanced fire conditions, the first arriving companies declared the incident a defensive fire and initiated exterior fire suppression operations. The warehouse was being used to store older vehicles and various miscellaneous items. There were no reported injuries. The Argentina national soccer team has made it to the heartland, bringing the world-renowned soccer stars to the Kansas City Metro for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Early yesterday morning, the official team Facebook page shared multiple photos of the players boarding a flight to Kansas City with the caption, "Kansas Bound." Argentina will be training at Sporting Kansas City's Compass Minerals National Performance Center in Kansas City, Kansas. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America, Nebraska News. Tuesday's fatal shooting of a man in a South Omaha home originated with a disturbance between a landlord and a tenant, according to an update from Omaha police. About a month ago, 55-year-old Matthew Strain had apparently been served an informal eviction notice telling him to vacate the property by June 1st, but refused to leave. When police arrived, Strain began firing from a window. SWAT team members returned fire. Strain died at the scene. A federal judge ruled yesterday that a Nebraska law allowing some undocumented students to access in-state tuition rates at the state's colleges and universities is preempted by federal law and barred its enforcement. The law had been in effect since 2006. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. I love the gaiety, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. June 1st was filing deadline for the August primary. Marshall County 1st District County Commissioner John Unger will face a challenge from Chris Denner on the Republican ticket. Both are from Marysville. No Democrat has filed. An injury accident was reported in Axtell May 21st. Lila Alfers of Axtell collided with a truck driven by Cesar Lopez of Topeka at an intersection. Alphas was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. Spring garage sales are planned this weekend in Seneca, Thursday through Saturday, with maps at many Seneca businesses and online at comeseeseneca.com and the Seneca Downtown Impact Facebook page. Marysville Area Community Theater auditions for the summer musical The Sound of Music will be Thursday and Friday, with children under 12 welcome 5 to 6 p.m., adults 6 until 8 p.m. at the Marysville Presbyterian Church, 10th and Center Streets. Parts also available for musical director, choreographer, content creator, makeup artist, stage manager, and stage crew. Show dates are July 24th through the 26th, with auditions Thursday and Friday evenings this week. Marshall County Community Band kicks off the summer concert series Thursday evening at 7:30. Free performance in the Kester House Gardens downtown. The theme this week is celebrating America in music. Lawn chairs encouraged. The series continues Thursday evenings at 7:30 in June and July. Anyone interested in participating may find more information on the Marshall County Community Band Facebook page. An exhibit featuring the work of artist Joe Oswalt opens this weekend, continuing through June at the Lee Dam Art Center in Marysville. Oswalt was a local artist, still known for murals, commercial sign painting, and work on restoration efforts at St. Mary's Catholic Church at St. Benedict. He passed away in Texas in 2017. The exhibit is open Friday noon to 6, Saturday 10 to 2, Sunday noon to 3 this weekend, with additional dates in June. Blue River Days are Friday and Saturday in downtown Marysville. Now our public affairs program with volunteers, which aired last weekend, is available as a podcast download at KeyNDYRadio.com. Sydney Bloomer is helping with the pickleball tournament.
So for more information on the pickleball tournament, you can go check out the Marysville Bulldog Tennis Facebook page, where they have a QR code to register. The youth division, which is on Friday, is from 12 to 19 years old, and it is $20 a team. And for the adult division, which is on Saturday, it is anywhere from 20 to 49 years old, again, $20 a team. And then seniors, which is 50 plus years old, $20 a team.
This year, a sauce contest takes the place of People's Choice Barbecue sampling. Liz Warren explains more.
The sauce contest runs from 11 a.m. to 12:30. So again, it's a full meal. So you can come down, get your lunch, get your barbecue in. If you do want to enter your own sauce, what we're asking for is a whole quart, and it's a $25 entry fee. There are prizes for first through fifth place. If you think you have the best sauce, come on down, get it registered. If you would like wristbands to the sauce contest event, check the Big Blue River Days website, or you can also buy them there the day of, but we have limited amounts that we're serving, so it's best to just get them online ahead of time. The sauce contest will be right next to the One Marysville building on 7th and Broadway under the big white tent. You can start Saturday 10 a.m. to get your wristbands, if so.
Robert L. Schmilsley, age 80, of Seneca, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial, Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday, 2 and 7 p.m. at the Lower Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Robert Schmilsley. Bonnie J. Feldhausen, age 86, of Frankfurt, passed away May 30th. Graveside service Friday, 10:30 at the Antioch Cemetery at Frankfurt. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Feldhausen. Carol D. Kappas, age 86, of Manhattan, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 4 p.m., with a rosary at 3 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Carol Kappas. Maxine L. Holler, age 98, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Graveside Memorial Service, June 27th at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Maxine Holler. Leona M. Stauffer, age 91, passed away Monday. Cremation is planned with a celebration of life service to be held at a later date. Interment in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leona Stauffer.
At United Bank and Trust, we are not just a financial institution. We are part of the community. We're not just tellers and managers. We're your neighbors, helping you to achieve financial stability. We offer a range of services carefully designed with your unique needs in mind, from savings and checking accounts, easy-to-use mobile banking and personalized loans, to exceptional customer service. Our innovative banking features are designed to simplify your life. Remember, with United Bank and Trust, you're not just a customer. You are a neighbor, a friend, a part of our banking family. So bank with us. Bank with trust. Bank with United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville Boy Scout Troop 180, 59th Annual Chicken Barbecue, is Thursday, June 4th, serving 5 to 7 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Marysville. $18 tickets at the door for a half chicken, baked potato or chips, beans or macaroni and cheese, as well as drink. Marysville Boy Scout Troop 180, Annual Chicken Barbecue, Thursday, June 4th, serving 5 until 7 p.m., dine in or carry out at the Marysville American Legion.
Big Blue River Days is back and bigger than ever in Marysville, June 5th and 6th. Friday kicks off the action-packed weekend with a cruise night from 5 to 8 p.m., pickleball tournament, turtle races, and rock and roll in cowboy boots with Steve Banky and the Flatland Band performing at 8:30 that night. Saturday includes the 35th annual AutoFest car show along Broadway, Kids Zone activities, and the always popular 18th annual Big Blue Barbecue. All evening, enjoy live music starting at 4 p.m. with Marysville native Brighton Stoll, rock and disco hits from the Yachties, and classic 80s rock from the M80s. Gather on the bricks in downtown Marysville June 5th and 6th for a weekend like none other with Big Blue River Days. Information can be found on Facebook on the Big Blue River Days page.
Life moves fast, and important decisions deserve careful planning. At Westbrook Law Office, we handle estate planning, trust, probate, business formations, and real estate contracts with the personal attention our community relies on. I'm Aaron Westbrook, proud to serve Marysville and the surrounding areas. Let's secure your future together.
Join the fun in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from United Bank and Trust, Enan's Automotive, Bruce's Body Shop, Sunflower Community Credit Union, Gray Family Dental, and Health First Pharmacy.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Scattered showers may continue overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. and showers and thunderstorms possible on a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still possible throughout the weekend, some rain on Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More scattered showers are likely on a Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and showers and thunderstorms then continue throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still a chance for some rain showers on a Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and rain showers possible on a Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms early Tuesday, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and clear Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 82, record high on this date, 95. The average low, 59, the record low, 43. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Is your garden good for gossamer wings? A magnet for monarchs? Some advice on luring butterflies next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 4th, the 155th day of the year. Singer and actress Michelle Phillips is celebrating a birthday today. One of the most rewarding sights for any gardener is to find that butterflies have found a welcoming place in your backyard. Here are the primary ingredients for a butterfly haven. Water is a necessity, but not just any pond will do. Provide thin films of water by spraying pavers on a hot afternoon or putting pebbles in a shallow saucer. The source of nectar is vital, and flowers with open flat tops make for attractive landing spots. Daisies, black-eyed Susan, and marigold are all good choices. Consider wind conditions, too. Your butterfly garden should be in a calm, wind-sheltered spot where they can peacefully flutter about. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
On the diamond in the Women's College World Series last night, Texas wins game one 7-3 over Texas Tech. The Longhorns scored 5 runs in the bottom of the first to kick things off and never looked back. They got 2 RBIs apiece from Stewart, Martinez, and Maloney. Game two will be tonight at 7 p.m. with Topeka native Nigeri Kennedy likely on the mound for Texas Tech. The Lawrence Super Regional gets underway on Saturday at Hoagland Park on the campus of the Jayhawks. Tyson LeBlanc leads KU with 24 home runs on the season, and the Jayhawks have set the program record for home runs this season as they try to punch their first ticket to Omaha since 1993. KU will take on the Oklahoma Sooners in the 3-game set. Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Sasha Bushka.
He's known for his passion and personality and distinctive voice. Get ready for singer, songwriter, and actor Sebastian Bach in concert at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Saturday, July 25th. Sebastian Bach, live. Tickets are on sale now at the Seven Clans Players Club and TicketStorm.com. The 80s rock icon Sebastian Bach, only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
In NBA action last night, the Knicks stole game one in San Antonio 105-95. Jalen Brunson led the Knicks with 30 points on 31 shot attempts. Victor Wembanyama had 26 in the losing effort for the Spurs. Game 2 is in San Antonio at 7:30 p.m. on Friday night. On the diamond, the Royals were 5-2 winners last night, buoyed by a home run and two RBI for Vinny Pasquantino. That concludes a three-game set with Cincinnati, with two out of three going to the Royals. They'll start a four-game set in Minnesota tonight at 6:40 p.m. with Seth Lugo on the mound for the Royals. The Twins currently sit in third place in the American League Central, five games under 500, while the Royals are in last place at 24-38 on the season. The NHL Stanley Cup playoff finals are back underway tonight with the Golden Knights in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. The Knights currently have a 1-0 series lead. Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Sasha Bushka.
Looking at state track results for the Frankfort Wildcats and Valley Heights Mustangs today, the Frankfort Wildcats sent 12 competitors to the state meet last weekend and came home with a new school record. It was junior sprinter Tessa Parthamer that stole the show, claiming a second-place finish in the 100 hurdles while also claiming a third-place finish and a school record in the 300 hurdles, running a scorching 46.51 second in the 300 hurdles. Senior Holland Shirley finished her high school career with a fifth-place medal in pole vault, while fellow senior Lorelai Loizo finished 12th in the 200-meter dash. The 4x1 team of Riley Studer, Tessa Parthamer, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, and Lorelai Loizo finished 11th, and the 4x4 team of Parthamer, Dollinghouse, Loizo, and Tessa Rosequist finished 18th. On the boys' side, senior Fred Rosequist finished his high school career with a medal and a fifth-place finish in shot put with a 12th-place finish in discus. Sophomore Aiden Miller finished 14th in pole vault, while the 4x1 team of Miller, Rosequist, Creighton Farhall, and Keegan Willard finished 16th. Again, the big finisher for the Frankfort Wildcats was Tessa Parthamer. She claimed silver in the 100 hurdles and set a school record and claimed bronze in the 300 hurdles. In Class 2A action, the Valley Heights Mustangs were highlighted by a pair of podium placers as junior Isabel Smith claimed 6th in shot put with a personal record 36 feet, 6 and 3 quarter inches throw, while sophomore Clara McIntyre claimed a medal in the 300 hurdles, finishing 7th. McIntyre also finished 11th in the 100 hurdles and 100 meter dash. Other finishers include senior Mia Vermitten, who closes her high school career out with a 16th place finish in the 800 and was part of the 4x8 team that finished 13th with Lindsey Gray, Eleanor Turber, and Emma Warders. The freshman Emma Warders also finished 18th in the mile. On the boys' side, junior Aiden Unruh finished just short of the podium in pole vault, finishing 10th. Freshman Langston Gray finished strong in his first state meet, claiming 13th in the mile and 15th in the 800, while the lone Mustang senior boy, Kebeb Zimmerman, finished his high school career with a 13th place finish in the 2 mile. Tomorrow wraps up our coverage of state track as we look at fellow 2A competitor in Washington County and 3A finishers for the Marysville Bulldogs.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday. Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
There is a difference, a lot of difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Cover those hot, sunny spots in the landscape with a ground-covered juniper. Once established, these rugged evergreen plants thrive in hot, dry, sunny locations. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plant in well-drained soil. Clear the weeds prior to planting and mulch to help conserve moisture and suppress weeds. Regular weeding of new plantings will help reduce the risk of future weed infestations. Water thoroughly as needed the first year to encourage deep drought-tolerant roots. Check out some of the newer varieties like Jazzy Jewel Creeping and Burly Blue Rocky Mountain Junipers. Jazzy Jewel has bright green foliage with splashes of gold during the warmer months of the year. It grows 2 feet tall and 6 feet wide. Combine it with other shrubs and perennials or cover those hard-to-mow slopes. Burly Blue maintains its blue-green foliage all year round. Use it to control erosion on hillsides or around taller plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's a town relatively new in the South, and a place where one woman defended her historic home by standing guard on her porch with a shotgun. I'll take you to that place on this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is the place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Jessica Gaines explains, this city in southern Georgia is youthful compared to many other places in the southeastern U.S.
1825 is when the county was established. The city was later in 1860. So we are fairly young compared to a lot of other places.
Part of the reason Valdosta was not established until just before the Civil War was the fact that the railroad came through the area at that time and attracted folks from other spots to settle here along the line. But not everyone wanted to live next to a railroad, including William Weisbaker, who had a home built here in 1845.
He didn't really love that. You know, he wanted his property and farmland and his area. And William Weisbaker, who built that house, actually sold the property to the city of Valdosta to establish the city.
Valdosta became a hub for commerce and was one of the first towns tied to a popular drink.
We were the second city in the entire world to bottle Coca-Cola. So that was through the Valdosta Bottling Works Company. They had several locations. They actually had five locations within the city.
Some of which still stand today. E.R. Barber was one of the owners of the bottling works. The Barber Pittman House, as it's known today, was his home. And when many beautiful old homes were being torn down in later years, Barber's daughter made sure that did not happen.
There's all these great stories about her standing on her front porch with a shotgun, telling people, don't even come onto the porch, you're not going to get the house. So she actually left the Barber House to the citizens of Valdosta.
There's much more to this city, and the rest of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Valdosta, Georgia. I'm Andrew McRae.
Love to be near streams. They munch on the grass, drink the water, and cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They can also cause damage, so limit their time there as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
A stream running through a pasture often has lush grass, shade trees, and plenty of water. It can be an ideal place for cattle to hang out, but it's not a good idea on a continual basis. Steve Higgins is the Director of Animal Compliance at the University of Kentucky. He says livestock allowed to graze to their heart's content along a stream can cause significant damage to the area.
You get a compaction of the soil, you get erosion of the soil, you get a diminution of the vegetative growth down there, and so what you get is this hard, compactive, eroded area that doesn't have any vegetation to control runoff, to filter out any kind of pollutants, and so you have water quality problems.
To prevent these problems, fence off the area. If you need to cross the creek to get the animals from one side to another, he recommends putting in a stream crossing. It should also be gated on each side to keep the animals from loafing in the stream for too long. However, he notes that fencing doesn't mean you have to lose production in that area. It can be part of a rotational grazing system as you move cattle from one side of the stream to the other.
What you can also do is use that riparian area corridor to move the animals from, say, one side of the farm to the other where they flash graze that riparian corridor, say, in a half a day to a day and a half during a dry period of the season. Get them in there when it's not wet. You flash graze it. You still get the use of that forage that's in there, and then you use it as a corridor to transfer the animals from one pasture to another.
Sometimes you can't fence off a streamside area. Higgins tells people to do the best they can to manage the amount of time that livestock have access to it. It's also a good idea to provide fresh water rather than allow them to drink from the stream because it could be polluted with contaminants. Learn more about streamside grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to walk through it alone. At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, you'll find a community that genuinely loves God, cares for one another, and welcomes you just as you are. Whether you've been in church your whole life or you're simply searching for hope, answers, or purpose, there's a place for you here. If you've been thinking about finding a church home, we invite you to experience the life-changing message of the Bible preached every Sunday morning. This is Pastor David Thompson, and I personally invite you to join us for worship at 10:45 this Sunday. Children are lovingly cared for through our nursery and children's ministries. Can't make it in person? Check us out anytime on Facebook. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that's alive.
Every dollar you spend is telling a story. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. In Luke 16:11, Jesus says, "If you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches?" In other words, how we handle money matters deeply. Our spending may feel routine, but the choices reveal what we value and where our trust is placed. That's why a budget is more than a financial tool. It's a spiritual one. It helps align our spending with what matters most: loving God, caring for family, serving others, and living generously. So take a look at where your money is going. Does it reflect your deepest values? Because you don't need more money to honor God. You need intentionality with what He's already entrusted to you. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store, or learn more at faithfi.com.
A New Jersey farmer tells how he benefits from technology today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Patrick Guyberson serves on state and national soybean boards and the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action Board. He was interviewed recently for the USFRA's Farm Food Facts podcast about technology in agriculture.
Decision-making, I think, is where technology has really come the farthest. Unfortunately, too, there's a flip side to that. You can get over-information, and your head feels like it's going to explode. It's all on how you use it. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things driving farming. Our yields, everything so much better, not just the varieties. That's all technology. You know, what traits we want. It's changed farming a lot.
Guyberson says technology is also working for agriculture on the end user side.
Right now, in everybody's mind, is the renewable energy market, and biodiesel being the big one and sustainable aviation fuel being the other one. And with our export numbers down where they're at, it's definitely a hot topic. But biofuels isn't going to ramp up overnight. Animal sector is not going to increase margins or increase herd sizes overnight. So we have to be patient about this, too, and look at some of the other uses with the tires, the asphalt, firefighting foam.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. With summer wheat harvest just around the corner and even in some places have already started cutting, let's get an update from the fields from around the Central Plains. Market Report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours. You can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. The hard red winter wheat harvest is flashing a sharp geographic split across the southern and central plains this week. Down in Texas, cutters are active but battling heady. While combines have pushed harvest progress to 23% complete, repeated storms across the rolling plains have stalled machines, sparking intense producer concern over rising grain moisture, severe Hessian fly damage, and low test weights. Early dryland yields remain stuck at a highly variable 20 to 30 bushels per acre. Crossing the Red River into Oklahoma, harvest pace has officially climbed to 23% completed, according to weekly data, though localized state commissions estimate cutting is closer to 35% done. The overall crop condition remains incredibly grim, with 53% rated poor to very poor due to severe subsoil moisture depletion. Despite the bad ratings, early cutters in central counties are seeing a surprise twist. Advanced drought-resilient seed varieties are displaying remarkable resilience, with initial localized test cuts near Enid jumping into the mid-60s and 70s. And here in Kansas, a massive production collapse is effectively locked in. Prolonged winter dryness and spring freeze damage have pinned the state's crop condition at a dismal 55% poor to very poor. Severe environmental stress has forced 79% of the canopy to rapidly turn color, tracking up to 3 weeks ahead of schedule. While widespread June rain systems brought moisture, the relief arrived entirely too late to save the crop. True combine activity remains limited to early, scattered test cutting along the southern border counties, with regional abandonment rates projected to jump as high as 35 to 40%, alongside a tough statewide average of just 39 bushels per acre. We'll continue to give you harvest updates from around the region as the harvest season moves on. Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Is your eyesight changing?
I can't read this anymore.
Don't lose hope. People just like you are working every day using Braille, screen magnification, speech technology, and other tools and blindness skills. Your eyesight may have changed, but your goals, they don't have to. We can help. Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedule is maybe unpredictable.
But with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Years of consolidation and tight profit margins are making dairy farmers think about switching to beef production. Here's what to consider on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Dairy farmers dealing with years of consolidation and tight profit margins may be thinking of switching to a beef operation. The most likely candidates are at the end of their career or discovering their dairy isn't competitive in the current environment and are looking for another way to make use of their farm. Joe Horner is an extension ag economist at the University of Missouri. He says typically you can run about the same number of beef cows on a farm as you can dairy cows, and there are many similarities in their care and use of resources. However, there are important differences as well.
The big one to start with is probably income. Gross income on a dairy cow is probably 6 times what it is on a beef cow producing feeder calves. Likewise, the labor requirement's about 6 times as much on a dairy that it is on a beef on a per cow basis. You're talking about 50 hours a cow versus 5 to 10 on a beef cow. In terms of number of heifers, we've typically got a 30% cull rate on dairy cows and maybe a 10% cull rate on beef cows.
Financially, in a beef operation, most of the wealth comes through land appreciation. The capital turnover is where Horner sees a big difference.
If you just take capital invested divided by gross income to get an idea of the number of years it takes to turn over your capital on a farm, on a good well-run confinement dairy, you're probably talking about 3 years to turn over your capital. And on a beef operation, on a cow-calf operation, depending on how land extensive that is, it's probably 10 to 15 years. It's a much slower business financially than a dairy operation.
The good news is you don't have to milk beef cows every morning and night, and it's easier to get away from the farm for a few days. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about switching from dairy to beef at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Chinch bugs are one of the pests that growers might be needing to be scouting for in their fields right now. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses the tendencies of this pest and what crop fields they are commonly found in.
Well, chinch bugs traditionally, historically, whatever you want to call it, are a problem with sorghum. That's generally, when we talk about chinch bugs, we think of problems in sorghum. But chinch bugs will feed on just about any grass.
He explains where in the chinch bugs' life cycle they currently are.
The eggs hatch, which they're doing now, and they're turning into little tiny reddish pinkish nymphs. As those chinch bugs then, as they grow and develop, they will molt and they'll turn a little grayer and grayer. The key to identifying nymph chinch bugs is the little white stripe or white bar across the top of the bug. So when they're first hatch out. And by the way, the eggs are kind of a white color when they're first deposited, and then they'll turn reddish or orange. The confusing part is sometimes they're white, sometimes they're a reddish orange color, but that's just how long they've been deposited. When they're first deposited, they're white. They turn slowly red or orange. Then they will hatch, and those little chinch bugs are the same color as those eggs, kind of a reddish or orange color, but they'll have a white bar. So they're fairly distinctive, but they're really small. And then as they molt, they turn gray, and they'll feed on the wheat.
There are control options, and Whitworth explains how these pests consume the insecticide seed treatment.
The nymphs walk out, there's going to be a lot of chinch bugs available to suck the juice out of the plant. Even though it kills them, just by the very fact that they're sucking the juice out of the plant, and we've had relatively dry conditions throughout a lot of the chinch bug range in central Kansas, that can actually kill the plant. Even though it kills the bugs, it will kill the plant. So now as we go along and the insecticide dissipates over time, you're going to get less and less effective on the insecticide. So those chinch bugs, as they come out of the field, they're going to start having more of an effect on the adjacent corn and or sorghum in another, two or three weeks or whenever sorghum's planted. So that's what I'm saying. Get out and look at your corn or your wheat right now. If you have corn adjacent to wheat or you're thinking about planting.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with how growers can help control chinch bugs and hopefully reduce their damage to fields. Learn more at entomology.k-state.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Thursday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have low red numbers across the entire board over here, and that has been the theme since the start of the trade day. For the seeds market, it's even worse over here with these low red numbers very deep into the red. And for the livestock, the cattle have had a nice day as we have deep green numbers, and the hogs, they've been lacking behind for the first time in three trade days, and they are now all in the red. In the corn market, July corn down 9 1/4 at 4.22 1/4, and September down 9 cents at 4.31 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July down 5 3/4 at 6.18 even, and September down 5 1/2 at 6.30 1/4. In the oats market, July oats down 6 1/2 at 3.20 even, and September up 0.25 cent at 3.40 3/4. In the bean market, July beans down 32 1/2 at 11.21 even, and August down 33 cents at 11.25 1/4. Soybean meal for July down 9.50 at 3.11.30, and August down 9.20 at 3.10 even. Soybean oil for July down 2.52 at 76.19, and August down 2.27 at 75.06. In the canola market, July canola down 14.50 at 783.50, and November down 14.90 at 787.10. In the cotton market, July cotton down 2.16 at 74.57, and December down 2.13 at 78.38. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June down 16 cents at 99.34, and September down 16 cents as well at 99.08. The euro for June slightly higher to $1.16, and September is slightly higher as well, also at $1.16. The Japanese yen for June and September are both currently unchanged at 62 and 63 cents. And looking at our afternoon stocks, the Dow has jumped over 800 points, with the Dow Jones currently up 814 points at 51,501. The S&P 500 up 33 points at 7,587, and the NASDAQ up 22 points at 26,876. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at Child Fund.
In agriculture, weed control is a costly and time-consuming process. Upgrade your sprayer's efficiency with the newest PWM technology from Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville. Pulse width modulation controls your sprayer's flow rate and pattern, providing better accuracy and coverage on weeds, while most importantly, saving you money on chemical. Covering more ground in less time means you can focus on growing your operation. So call Darren today at 785-363-6101. Don't miss out on smarter, more efficient spraying practices for years to come with a new PWM sprayer system from Cottage Hill Ag Supply, located south of Waterville.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There will be an auction for the Lloyd and Jill Hull Estate Saturday, June 6th, beginning at 10 a.m. in Waterville, with household tools and collectibles, plus real estate, a three-bedroom, two-bath home selling at noon. Selling a 1989 Chevy Corvette convertible. Household items include a 25 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator, front-load gas dryer, and front-load electric washer, refrigerator and upright freezer, Salad Master cookware, tools including air compressors, a drill press, table saw, and scroll saw, gun reloaders and supplies, collectibles plus lawn and garden, including a 20-horse garden tractor, 20-inch push mowers, weed eater, tiller, and miscellaneous. The real estate sells at noon. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath with three-quarter unfinished basement, attached two-car garage, and a 30-by-50 metal shop on nearly an acre-level lot. Seller is the original owner. It has a natural gas backup generator, replacement windows, vinyl siding, a metal roof, all city utilities, and an indoor pool. This estate auction for Lloyd and Jill Hull, Saturday, June 6th, 10 a.m. at 412 and a half South Colorado in Waterville. Olmsted and Sandstrom Real Estate Broker and Auctioneers.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Two of the three major stock indexes have bounced back from yesterday's lower close. The Dow Jones headed into the midday up by nearly 900 points from its opening. The Standard & Poor's picked up 0.2% this morning, but the NASDAQ Composite was 0.25% lower. Gas prices pushed higher by the war with Iran may also be driving sales of gas electric cars and trucks. Data from Motor Intelligence says sales of hybrids jumped 33% last month compared to a year ago. With Americans already paying record prices for beef, a recent arrival to the United States threatens to push them even higher. The New World screwworm, which can kill livestock, has been detected on a ranch in deep south Texas. SpaceX could make Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire. The company's on track for an IPO this month. Shares will start at $135 each. That would put the value of the company at nearly $1.8 trillion. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Big Blue River Days on the Bricks in Marysville is this Friday and Saturday. Live entertainment both nights with Steve Banky and the Flatland Band Friday at 8:30 p.m. Saturday is jam-packed with Marysville native Brighton Stoll at 4 p.m. The Yachties performing at 6:30, while the M80s wrap up the weekend at 8:30. Find the full list of events on the Big Blue River Days Facebook page. An invitation from Hometown Lumber and Hardware, featuring lawn and garden supplies, plus power tools, paint, and more for your fresh spring look. And rental tools make every job easier and more affordable at Hometown Lumber in Marysville. Enan's Automotive has the parts and accessories you need. Count on NAPA quality and selection from your locally owned auto parts store, Enan's Automotive, family owned since 1977. And United Bank and Trust, personal, business, and ag banking with the reliable service and convenience, including mobile banking, that's as safe as it is easy. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
95.5 KNDY stands for you, your country, your news, your station. KNDY FM, Marysville.